Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So I'm going to start today's episode by asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? We'll cut the deck and let's see what the cards have to say. Knight of Pentacles reversed, Ten of Pentacles upright, Wheel of Fortune upright, Judgment upright. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and pull from the back. The Sun upright. So as I was pulling these cards out, the thought came to me, it's just like money on your mind, right? Like there's a lot of money. I don't want to say issues because I don't think they're issues. I just think that money is on your mind. This could be problem solving. This could be finding new ways to make money. This could be, with the Knight of Pentacles being the first card that I pulled up and it being reversed, I kind of see that right now, maybe you're feeling like you're not moving somewhere. It's almost like you have this coin, you have these pentacles, these resources, and you're not sure where to move, right? It's almost like you don't have the instruction map yet. You don't know where the direction is at. You don't have a compass. I kind of feel like maybe there's something that is missing, something that you're still problem solving. With the Ten of Pentacles upright, though, I'm seeing that there's going to be a lot of abundance for you, right? I just see that this is you in the future, right? This is legacy. This is what you're leaving behind. It's almost like with the Knight of Pentacles reversed, you have something that you're passionate about, but you're not sure how to make money from it. You're not sure how to move forward, how to be. It's almost like you want to marry your purpose with your career, right? And I kind of feel like that's what you're trying to do right now, but you're not sure where to step. You're not sure where to go. I do see Ten of Pentacles as your future, as the ideal, right? This is what you want. You want to leave a legacy behind. You want to live this life full of fulfillment, surrounded by people that you love, doing what you love, having abundance, having prosperity. The Wheel of Fortune upright to me, this card is a very fun card for me. To me, it means like change. Change is in the air. You've already done something because it's upright. To me, it's you've already set something in motion. Either you booked a trip or you, I keep hearing you booked a trip. You booked something. You maybe are taking a class, a workshop, something that's happening pretty soon that you're looking forward to. And I kind of feel like that's tied into the Knight of Pentacles reversed. Because you're looking for direction right now, I feel like you have put out these feelers, right? You're like fishing for information. You're like, well, you know what? Who is living my ideal life? Let me reach out to them. Let me study them. Let me read their books. Let me see what they're about. Let me see what they're doing. Let me get more information. It's almost like you're adding to your resources, right? Which is awesome. I kind of feel like you have, through this process of your searching, you've set something in motion. You've set the wheel of fortune in motion, which to me is a card of abundance and change. It's almost like this whirlwind of positive change. And I also sense a lot of trust and faith. It's because I just sense that you're not, I don't want to say it because it doesn't sound great, but I want to say like you're not happy where you are, right? And yes, you're grateful for it, but it almost feels like you're hungry for more. You know you could live a better life. You know, and it's like I almost sense like you feel guilty for this. Because it's almost like you have the coin and you should just be happy about it. But a part of you is thinking, well, no, I want more. I want to live my ideal life. I want to learn more. I want to grow. I keep hearing you want to learn more about yourself so that you can better serve others in a way that's fulfilling for you, in a way that aligns with your purpose. And I do sense that with the Wheel of Fortune, you've set this in motion already. And I feel like it's a luck card. You know, it's like luck is on your side. You are trusting the universe. You're setting this in motion. It's already in motion. And I almost sense that things and clues are going to be coming up for you on this journey. With the Judgment upright, I'm seeing that you're going through a spiritual awakening. It almost feels like Maybe for some time it feels like you've been sleepwalking through your life, like you've just been living your day to day, doing what you need to do, living your routine, living your schedule. But I almost feel like this is you rising to greet, right? To meet the challenge, to shed who you think you've been. It's almost like you've been this person, this character up until now, and now you're at this point that you're no longer this version of yourself. It's almost like a new version of yourself is coming to the light and you're ready for it. And of course, there's a bit of an uneasiness with that Knight of Pentacles reverse. Like, you're not sure exactly where to step, you're not sure exactly what to do, where to put your resources. But the Wheel of Fortune to me is just showing, like, hey, you're supported. Like, things, I feel like you're going to be getting letters of some sort or news or like welcome, like invites. I'm seeing like a lot of opportunities for you. And know that the right opportunities are going to reach out to you. You might meet a really interesting individual. Someone might say the right thing. Something might keep coming up. You might encounter synchronicity, angel numbers. I kind of feel like things are going to be giving you clues as to where to go. And I keep seeing invitations. Like, you're going to be invited to something. Or, yeah, I keep seeing invitations, a movement of some sort where you are putting yourself around individuals that are going to be inspiring for you with the Judgment upright. I kind of feel like you're going to be surrounded by those that are on the same journey as you are. No one is on the same exact path as you are because that path is only yours, right? But I do feel like as we walk these paths, we can run parallel to other people that are on similar journeys, right? And at this point in time, I kind of feel like you're going to be encountering those that are also shedding their old version of themselves. And that's going to be inspiring for you and nurturing, right? Because I feel like you're going to be surrounded by these dreamers, right? The Ten of Pentacles. I feel like you're going to be surrounded by people that are thinking, well, why not me? Why not? You know, people are doing it. People are living my dream life, right? And I can piece together my ideal life as well. So it's almost like you are at this point willing to look at yourself and your blockages. And I feel like maybe that's the Wheel of Fortune. Maybe that's what you've set in motion. Through your willingness to look at your blockages and to strive for this ideal life, you are now opening yourself up to the opportunities that the world has for you. You're surrounding yourself with individuals that are on the same wavelength as you, that are dreaming big. And I feel like with the Judgment upright, with this shedding, I do feel like there's going to be maybe a bit of, I want to say, like turbulence, you know, because when you move wavelengths to a different one, the wavelength that you're leaving behind includes friendships, relationships, family. It includes literally everything in your life. When you go into a different wavelength, a different stage of your life, a different version of yourself, everything changes, everything shakes, right? But I do sense that this is going to be for your highest good. On the back of the deck, I pulled the Sun card, which is to me a very happy card. It's very joyous. Whenever I pull it out, I just feel so much joy. And I just sense a lot of like fun. The Wheel of Fortune, just this happy, like, luck. It's almost, to me, it's like a mystery luck card, right? It's like you're not sure what you're getting. It's like a mystery bag, like a mystery card. You're not sure what you're getting exactly, but it will be revealed and it will be exactly what you need at this point in time. With the Sun, to me, it's just like the sun shines on all you do, right? You're nurtured by the sun. This could also be, maybe you booked a trip to go somewhere sunny. This could also be a sign to go outside, right? Go outside and get some literal sun. At the time of this reading, it's springtime. So, yeah, I just feel like it's a very positive card. This could also be you. You could also, through your journey and where you are right now and what you're striving towards and just everything you're doing, accepting that you want something more, opening yourself up for healing in order to obtain that. You're open to doing the work, you're doing it. I feel like through this, the Sun card might represent you, right? On the card itself, it has a baby on a white horse. White to me is about new beginnings, purity, innocence. And there's sunflowers, which is just such a happy flower, right? It's like open face, it's reaching out for the sun. And the baby to me is about creativity, new beginnings. I feel like this is you at this new stage of your life. And with the energy of the sun, I feel like as you are being brave enough to go for your dreams and to do what needs to be done. And you don't exactly know what needs to be done, but you know that you're going to do it, right? I do sense that that energy that you have right now is actually affecting those around you in a way that you might not even be aware of right now. You are illuminating those around you. You, by going on this path, by taking these decisions, being on this course, I feel like you're illuminating others. Even if you don't verbally say, this is what I'm doing, this is my plan, this is what my dreams are, etc., I'm doing the work. Even if you don't say any of these things, your energy is communicating to others something in the unseen. I feel like you're inspiring others to be the best than they can be. And yeah, I sense that this is you. You are the sun right now. I feel like you're beaming. Let me pull some more cards. The Ace of Wands upright. That card to me is about new beginnings, new creative beginnings, new fire energy. Fire to me is about creativity. It's about movement. You know, it's a flame, it's dancing, and it has so much potential. You know, think of a flame. It could just be a candle, or it could be like a wildfire, right? Like, we don't exactly know where creativity is going to take us, but it has so much potential and so much innate power. And because it's an Ace of Wands, aces are about new beginnings. And I do feel like this is you. It's upright. This is the prime time of your life to start those new beginnings, to reach out, to be open. I keep hearing be open, maybe do visualizations of this ideal life, because this is, I don't know, I just feel like you're so supported right now. Like, this is the moment to go for your dreams. We have the Hierophant reverse. This to me is about breaking free from the illusions that have bound you, right? I feel like throughout our lives, we have belief systems, right? This could be religion, spirituality. This could just be organizational. This could be career. This could be family. This could be literally anything. In any part of life that we're in, there's a system there. And in that system, there's beliefs, right? There's understandings. There's agreements. They're usually unspoken, but these agreements, these ways that we coexist with each other, have an effect on ourselves that we may not be aware of. But because it's reversed, I do sense that you're having some awareness in regards to you questioning what you believe, why you believe it, if you should keep believing it, who's telling you to believe this. I feel like you're asking these questions of yourself, and in this way, you are actually becoming your own authority. If it was upright, to me, that's more of like a traditional, it's like you're a part of something, you know something, you feel strongly in your beliefs. Because it's reversed, I feel like you're breaking away from a lot of beliefs that you have had. And I feel like this is tied into that old version of yourself, where that old version, I kind of feel like it's no longer serving you. And I feel, it's almost like I'm getting this vision. When we have a new version of ourselves, it's not that we eliminate the old version and we're just like, you know what, I don't need you, go away forever. No, it's almost like I'm seeing this vision of the individual, and there is, it's like a Russian nesting doll, right? There's you, and then we add in another layer, another more complete layer, more up-to-date layer on top of that. But within that doll, there are smaller versions of that doll, right? But each one of those versions got you to where you are right now. And it's almost like you're integrating all of those versions and you are honoring them. But now you're going to be this version. And this version does not hold the beliefs that these previous versions of yourself had, right? And in that way, you're also expanding, right? Each doll is getting bigger. It's being more holistic, more comprehensive. You're growing, right? I do sense that you're breaking free from these illusions that are holding you back. You're going through the spiritual awakening. The Three of Swords reversed. So what comes to mind is with these Russian nesting dolls, right? I'm thinking, you know what? Like, there is a bit of heartbreak that happens when we have to move on to this new version of ourselves. And I say we have to move on because, you know, a part of us, I feel like, is comfortable where we are because it's safe, because it's the known, because, you know, we should be grateful, like, this should be enough. But because we're individuals, because we're human beings, we strive for growth, we're always evolving, we're always changing, we're always learning. And the more we learn, the more we live, the more we understand, the more changes that we incorporate, the more that we change our decisions, like, everything changes all the time. And With the Three of Swords reversed, I'm seeing that it's important to mourn, right? Mourn who you've been. Just because we incorporate this version of ourselves doesn't mean that it's just, oh, you snap your fingers and it's done. Ta-da, a new version of myself. No, you almost have to mourn yourself, right? It's almost like, I would say do some kind of ritual that works for you. And this could be very elaborate, this could be very simple, whatever works for you, but something that I'm hearing writing, like maybe write it out, like write a letter for yourself. Like, you know what? Thank you, this version of myself. You've gotten me to where I am right now. And I appreciate that you had these belief systems that kept me safe for so long. Like, thank you for getting me this far. I'm really grateful for you and I thank you for everything. And now I'm going to go ahead and, in your own words, right? I guess like make the transition into this new version of yourself so that you don't feel. I feel like there's going to be, if you don't do this, there might be loose ends where it's almost like the old version of yourself is going to try to butt in and say, well, you know what? Remember the belief systems? I kept you safe. So, like, listen to me. And I kind of feel like you need to talk to that version of yourself and say, you know what? Thank you so much. But now I'm going to go ahead and do this. Right. And, but thank you. I do appreciate you. And you were everything that I needed at this point in time. And I'm not taking anything away from that. Like, I thank you 100%. And I'm also now being this person. Right. I kind of feel like you just have to have this conversation with yourself and feel whatever feelings are going to come up. Right. Because it is a heartbreak card. I do feel like it's also a swords card. So I do feel like mental thoughts, like just mental energy is going to be happening. And it's good to just attend to those right away so that you can move forward, so that you can move on, so that you can kind of welcome this new beginning for yourself with open arms, without any loose ends, without any doubts about yourself. It's almost, yeah, I just feel like that'll be just really supportive for you right now. Reversed Queen of Swords. So this card to me is a boundary card because it's reversed. I'm seeing this could be somebody in your life. This could be somebody that's very important to you, a female character, a female individual who maybe I kind of sense that this person's maybe close to you and you've maybe shared with them your dreams, what you're going through. You've been very intimate with them about where you are right now and what you're dreaming of and what you're striving for and what you're changing and how you're evolving. And I kind of feel like maybe this person is doubting you, is trying to. I kind of feel like because this person has maybe presented themselves as very spiritually evolved, like very good with boundaries, because upright, it's a very powerful card. Mental, spiritual, on point, queen energy, stable, clarity. Because it's reversed, I kind of feel like, and also this could be you, right? You could be feeling clouded. If it's somebody else, they could be clouding you. I kind of feel like they could be instilling doubt in you. I kind of sense maybe some envy. It is a swords energy, so it can kind of be like backstabby, and kind of uncomfortable to deal with, right? And I will say this, right? If it's somebody else, you will know it by their energy, right? Trust in your energy, because I do feel like with the judgment card, it actually came out next to the judgment card. So I'm seeing that they're judging you, and then when they're judging you, you're judging them. And I kind of feel like your energy is like kind of locking eyes and being like, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I do sense that it's going to be good because it is a boundary card too, like a mental boundary. Take care of, I guess, like who you share your dreams with, and also be aware because, oh yeah, I mentioned earlier the wavelength thing. Okay. Because you're moving to this new wavelength, it's going to be important to discern who is going to be transforming and who is going to be on these parallel paths that you are on, right? I guess I do want to say that it is very normal that whenever you change, whenever you transform, whenever you take the next step, everything around you changes, right? And this includes, and I feel like is very evident in your friendships, in your, yeah, just in your friendships, in the intimate relationships that you have. Maybe this person isn't meant to be on this next wavelength with you, on this next stage of life with you. And that's okay, right? I also sense that maybe that's tied into the Three of Swords reverse card. Mourn yourself, mourn these relationships, and it's almost like I feel like you're gonna want to take them with you. You're gonna want to drag them along. You might want to change their mind. You want to illuminate them, right? Because you are the Sun card. I do sense that they could be feeling some type of way against you, like how dare you dream that big? How dare you? I kind of sense that they might feel like you're surpassing them in some way because you are very supported right now. Like you're shining really bright. And when you shine really bright, you do threaten people, right? It just happens. Sometimes it happens, and it's uncomfortable and it's awkward and it's just like, can you not? But sometimes they do. And it's just, it feels kind of iffy. It feels kind of messy. It feels kind of icky. And it feels kind of painful, right? That Three of Swords reverse, because when someone's been your friend for such a long time, they've seen you through obstacles, they've helped you, you've been there for each other, right? You've been friends. But I kind of sense that there's been a shift lately, and maybe you've been wanting to ignore it, and you've been telling yourself, oh, it's okay. Oh, they're just having a bad day. Oh, they're gonna come around. But your energy will tell you if you don't feel safe sharing with them anymore because you're going to get some kind of attitude or some kind of like back talk or lack of support or something that it just isn't supportive. Trust that, right? It's okay to. What I'm getting now is this vision of when I talked about pathways, sometimes people run parallel to you. Sometimes you cross paths, right? And you meet and you engage, but then you disengage and you go different ways. And we do this throughout our entire life. And I kind of sense that right now you had been on this, like you had crossed paths with this person and they were there with you for quite some time. And they were very helpful for you. They might have even been like a best friend, right? Or maybe someone who's older than you that you admired, like an old boss or just someone that you really admire that really helped you a lot. And I kind of feel like now it's going to be time to part ways, right? And I want to say it's okay. And you don't know when you're going to cross paths again. I kind of feel like I need to say, like, don't try to force it. Let them go. Don't try to hold on. It's okay. And yeah, I just sense that it's somebody else. If this happens to be you, then I think that this is just tied into that version of yourself that you're leaving behind, right? Or that is gonna feel left behind, or that is gonna feel like, oh, wait, you don't need me. And I do sense that it's the same process, right? It's like, you know what? Yes, I feel like do the ritual, right? Do some kind of ritual to break up with this version of yourself, right? Because you can't really enter a new relationship with a new version of yourself if you're still dating your old self, right? Like, yeah, I just. Yeah, but I do want to say you're supported. There is just kind of a lot going on in the transition. But at the same time, the Sun card was at the bottom of the deck, which to me is just beaming. You're beaming with power right now. And the Wheel of Fortune to me is positive change, Ace of Wands, awesome new beginnings, creativity, the Judgment card, spiritual awakening, Hierophant, reversal of beliefs, questioning, Three of Swords, reverse, Queen of Swords, reverse, breaking up, going separate ways. Knight of Pentacles reversed, new beginnings, wanting to start something new, not knowing how, wanting some clarity, and dreaming big with the Ten of Pentacles and having big goals. And on the back of everything, the Star reversed. So this card to me is about trusting yourself, having hope again. I kind of feel like because you're entering this new wavelength, this new version of yourself, because you are. I see like a platform that you're stepping up on, like you're walking these stairs and you're standing on the platform, but there's no one on the platform with you. It's just you. And you're turning around, like, where is everybody? But that's what a new beginning feels like. Like, oftentimes, that's what a new beginning feels like, you know? I don't know. I don't think it's lonely, but you are alone. And so it feels like there's vast, like there's an emptiness and you're not sure. You can try to picture what's going to come, but you don't know what's going to come. That Wheel of Fortune will bring this to you. And the Star reverse is kind of saying, like, hey, have hope. It's okay to move on. It's okay to believe in yourself. It's okay to dream. You are the star of your show. This is your life, right? It's almost like I want to remind you are the main character of your life. And that's never going to change. No one is ever, you are the main character. And I think the Star reverse is here to remind you of that, right? Like, don't try to make yourself small for anybody. Don't try to hold yourself back. Don't try to limit yourself. Don't try to dampen yourself in order to fit in. That's just not it. Like, you're the star, okay? So, yeah, you're the sun too. You're just so supported right now, and I'm excited for you. And yeah, this was I mean, they're all really fun readings, but this one I just felt like a lot. I just feel a lot of power from it and a lot of support for you, and I just sense a lot of love for you. A lot of good things are coming, and that's because you're opening yourself up to this new version of yourself. So yeah, that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for showing up today. And now I'm going to go ahead and move into the Reiki portion. And if you're going to stick around for that, awesome. If you're not, then that's cool too. I will see you in the next episode. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and goodbye.